السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Yasser Qadhi on behalf of Muslim Matters. For further interesting Islamic podcasts, please log on to our website www.muslimmatters.org. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today I wanted to address an issue that factors into what we are trying to accomplish here in the month of Ramadan. There is a very important issue and concept in deen called istiqamah, steadfastness, consistency. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that one of the most difficult commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, and one of the most difficult instructions given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, that stay steadfast upon what we have commanded you to do and what we have given you. That the message, the mission that you have, that be consistent and be steadfast with it, and remain committed to the mission that you are spreading and the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. And in the verses that we'll recite inshallah today, towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people who will attain true success in the hereafter, and they will witness and they will experience the benevolence of their Lord, and they will enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life of the hereafter. Allah speaks about these people by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, they are those people who say that Allah is my Lord, Allah is my Rabb. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, but after saying that Allah is my Rabb, then they are, after that they are consistent, they are steadfast upon this statement, meaning they live this statement with consistency. That what are the rights of the Lord upon me? What are the rights of my Rabb upon me? That I must be obedient to Him. I should obey Him. I should heed His warnings. When He has told me to abstain from something, I should abstain from it. Exhibit that behavior that is consistent with what I am saying. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, but then be consistent, be steadfast with that behavior. And this is a very key issue. When a person finds consistency upon an action, that's why the Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ, the best deed, the best actions are those that are done consistently, that are done with steadfastness, even if they may be a little. So what that means is, if I pray 100 nawafil today, and then I don't pray any nawafil for a week, it's better for me to pray 2 or 4 raka'at of nawafil every single day with consistency. If I recite 10 juz today, and then I don't touch the Qur'an for a week, for 8 days, it's better for me to recite half a juz every single day with consistency. And the Prophet ﷺ was a model of this consistency. He showed it at the highest level, but he taught us this. Consistency is very important. Steadfastness. This is a sign of iman. And this is a higher stage of belief and iman and obedience, devotion, dedication. It shows true dedication when I can do something consistently with steadfastness on an everyday basis. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about these people who are able to achieve and attain this great quality. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they are consistent, they are steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that when they leave this world, when the time for them to leave this world comes, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels will descend from the heavens, bringing them glad tidings and gifts, and giving them the good news of the life of the hereafter and affairs. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, that you have nothing to fear of what lies ahead, you have nothing to grieve of what you leave behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, we have come to you with the glad tidings of that paradise that you had been promised in the life of the world. That throughout your worldly life you have constantly been reminded or been talked to about paradise. Paradise had been mentioned to you. That was promised to you if you lived your life the right way. We are bringing you glad tidings of that paradise. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your friends and your guardians in the life of the world, and we will remain with you in the life of the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. In the life of the hereafter, you will have whatever your heart desires. Because in the life of this world, you sacrificed whatever your heart desires. You sacrificed what you wanted to do. Why? In order to be consistent, to be steadfast upon obedience of Allah. You sacrificed your desires, so Allah has decreed and announced that each and every single one of your heart's desires will be fulfilled in the life of the hereafter. Whatever your heart wishes, you will have. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. You will have whatever you were promised. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is a gift. This is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reward of consistency. Now how this factors in with Ramadan should be very obvious. In Ramadan we attain a higher level of practice, of amal, of sacrifice, of iman even. That we're fasting every day, we're reciting more Quran, we're praying more salat. We're coming to the masjid every single day. We're praying Taraweeh. We're waking up at suhoor time, before the time of Fajr, praying nawafid, making dua. We're giving much, much more sadaqah and donation and money, contributing fi sabilillah. But what happens after Ramadan is gone? That where is that consistency now? Where is the steadfast? And that's what we have to try to attain. That's what we have to try to achieve. That up until now, and before Ramadan, until halfway through Ramadan, we've been talking about do as much as you can in Ramadan. Utilize this opportunity. Make the most of this great opportunity that Allah has given you. The reward is being multiplied so many more fold, so many more virtues, so much more reward. So take full use of this opportunity. Make the most of it. But now, our attention needs to turn to how will I find consistency and steadfastness upon this? I need to be steadfast upon this. That I need to stay committed. If I want to be amongst the ranks of the special people, the special believers, the people who are near and dear to Allah, then I must find steadfastness. That Ramadan is coming to an end. But what's going to happen on the day of Eid? Am I going to see the masjid after Salat al-Eid? Am I going to pray all my salat? The day after Eid, am I going to come back to the masjid? Am I going to pick up the Qur'an? The month of Shawwal, see, look at the wisdom and the hikmah that is there in our deen. Why the 6 fasts of Shawwal? Having the reward of fasting a whole year. The Prophet says, من صام رمضان, a person who fasts the month of Ramadan, ثم أتبعوا ستة من شوال, then he fasts 6 days from the month after Ramadan, the month of Shawwal. كَانَ كَالصِّيَامِ الدَّهَرِ. He receives the reward. Allah will reward him as if he has fasted the entire year. Look at the wisdom and the beauty behind this. That to right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering us such a great incentive to implement some of that consistency. That don't abandon fasting. Don't only fast every Ramadan and then you forget about fasting for 11 months. Then when Ramadan comes back around, we fast again. Follow it up. Integrate fasting into your daily lives, into your normal lives, even outside of the month of Ramadan. So we're fasting 6 days in the month of Shawwal. Targeting Mondays and Thursdays for fasting. Targeting the 3 middle days of every month, 13, 14 and 15 for fasting. Recitation of Quran, coming to the masjid, attain. We listen to these lectures every single day after 8 rak'ah. We listen to the tafsir of the Quran every day after Salat al-Witr. But don't let this be the only time of the year when we attain some knowledge of the Book of Allah and some knowledge of religion. There are regular classes going on in the masajid on a weekly basis. Make it a goal to start attending those classes, learning what our religion is teaching us. The depth of the Quran and the life of the Prophet ﷺ. So this steadfastness, this consistency. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqamah And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness and consistency upon all the good that we have achieved and attained during the month of Ramadan. And may Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard.